So let's review. In the previous daf, we learned in the Mishnah, Kainim shani nan lebriyos einu yoch lahofer b'chaylehi lahanis b'leket shichu b'peya. If a woman made a neder that she shall be forbidden to benefit from old people, she can avail herself of leket shichu b'peya. The Gemara points out that the Mishnah omits Meiser Ani from the list of available Matnas Aniyim, apparently because, as Aran explained in the Mishnah, in Leket Shechu Upeya, she is not considered to be benefiting from the landowner because, since the Pasuk does not say Nesina, for the owner to personally distribute them, but Tazev, merely to leave it as Hefker, she's not benefiting from him, but Zechem in a Hefker. However, in other Matnas Aniyim, where the Torah mentions some form of Nesina, the owner has the teves hana'ah, the privilege and benefit of giving it to a person of his choosing. Therefore, she is benefiting from the owner. However, the Gemara cites a braisa, which does include Meiser Ani. Apparently, the Mishnah holds that Meiser Ani does have teves hana'ah, while the braisa holds that Meiser Ani does not have teves hana'ah. To explain the above, Rav Yosef cites a Mishnah regarding Tamai, which is produce purchased from an Am Haaretz, who is suspected of not having separated Meiser. Therefore, the buyer must separate Meiser Rishon or Meiser Sheni, because otherwise it might be Tevel. However, regarding Meiser Ani, there's a machlekes. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Ein Adam Tzarech Likur Shem Al Meiser Ani Shal Demai. Rabbi Eliezer says there is no need to designate Meiser Ani from Demai, because Meiser Ani ain't a Tevel. The lack of separating Meiser Ani does not render the produce Tevel. V'chachamim Omerim, Kairei Shem, Vein Tzarech Lahafrish. The Chacham hold that Meiser Ani must be designated because Meiser Ani Tevel. The lack of separating Meiser Ani does render the produce Tevel, similar to other Meisers. However, he does not need to separate it and give it to the Ani because Hamoitzim Mechaveru Olav Haraya. Since Demai is a Safik, the burden of proof is on the Aniim, and the owner may keep the Meiser Ani for himself. Also, he may eat it because it has no Kedusha. The Ran explains the reasoning for Meiser Ani Ein Tevel as follows. E afsher sheheya kri atzmai chamer mepnei meiser ani hamurvboi yesim meiser ani atzmai. The produce that has the potential meiser ani mixed into it cannot be more stringent than the meiser ani itself, since there is no issur to eat meiser ani, but only an obligation to distribute it to the poor. The untithed produce must be permitted as well. The reasoning for meiser ani tevel is based on gzeirah shava of the words bisharecha. One pasuk says, "Lesuchu lechol b'sharecha ma'aser degancha," referring to ma'aser sheni. The other pasuk says, "Va'ochlu b'sharecha b'saveyu," referring to ma'aser ani. Masha recha mor la'alon ma'aser ani, afkan ma'aser ani, va'amrachmano lesuchal. The first pasuk also includes ma'aser ani, and compares it to ma'aser sheni in that it renders the produce tevel. Hayetzel on the mezeh. According to Rav Yisrael, we have a machlekes tanoim. Rabbi Eliezer holds Meiser Ani Ein Tevel, Bachacham holds Meiser Ani Tevel. Now, the Gemara makes the following klal. Kol shesveikei Tevel, isli Teves Ana. Kol shesveikei Ein Tevel, lesli Teves Ana. And the Rana explains that the reason these issues are interdependent is because the Pasuk states, V'lo yichalu es kotcha b'nei Yisrael is asher yirimu la'ashem. V'lo yichalu is a reference to Tevel, and yirimu is a Lashon Nesina, a reference to Teves Ana, the right to give it to whomever he chooses. Therefore, according to the Chachamim, that Meiser Ani Tevel, it also has Teves Ana'ah. And therefore, our Mishnah omits Meiser Ani, and she may not accept it, because it is considered benefiting from Brias. However, according to Rabbi Eliezer, that Meiser Ani Ein Tevel, it also has no Teves Ana'ah, and therefore the Braisa includes Meiser Ani, and she may accept it because it's not considered benefiting from Brias. However, Abaye disagrees, and says that everyone agrees that Meiser Ani Tevel, and the Machlekes in the Mishnah of Demai is as follows. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Ein Odom Tzarech Likri Shem Al Meiser Ani Shal Demai, because Lo Nechshedu Am Haaretz Al Meiser Ani. The Am Haaretz does separate Meiser Ani, because he has the option to take it for himself by temporarily being Mafker all his possessions, thereby becoming an Ani. B'chacham Omer, Kari Shem Ve'ein Tzarech Lahafrish, because Nechshedu Am Haaretz Al Meiser Ani, because Nichse Loimafkir Inish, the Mirtas Dilma Zochibahu Inish Achrina. The Chacham maintained that the Am Haaretz does not consider this possibility out of fear that someone may meanwhile take ownership of his possessions. If so, we have no source that there is a machlekes whether Meiser Ani yesh b'tayvas ana. Actually, we have to say that if all agree that Meiser Ani tayvel, all agree that Meiser Ani yesh b'tayvas ana, and the Braisa needs explanation. Therefore, Rava explains the Mishnah and the Braisa are not arguing at all. However, it depends when, where, and how the Meiser Ani is given. As the Ran quotes the Sifri, there are two apparently contradicting psukim regarding Meiser Ani. One pasuk says, "V'nasata la Levi la ger la yasam la mana, v'achlu b'sherecha v'sebeyu." You shall give it, which is tevis ana. The other pasuk says, "V'inachta b'sherecha." You shall leave it there. Therefore, says Rava, "Kamba ma'aser ani hamaschalik b'toych abayis, tachsiva bein nesina v'nasata la Levi la ger b'goymer, shemachi asul la lasanui." Our mission is referring to where the ma'aser ani is distributed by the owner from his house, and he has the tevis ana. Therefore, she may not benefit from it. Kam b'maaser ani hamaschalik b'toych agranis, kivin nechsiv beiva anachta b'sherecha, shorli lisanuye. The Brice is referring to where the maaser ani is distributed in the granaries, where it's left for all to take, and he does not have teres ana. Therefore, she may benefit from it. The Gemara continues with the Mishnah of the previous daf. Zok the Mishnah, koyanim v'levim nenenli, yitlo al karchay. If he made a neder forbidding all Kohanim to benefit from him, the Kohanim may nevertheless take Truma from him. Kohanim Eilu, V'Levim Eilu, Nenim Li, Yitlo Acher. But if the neder was made about specific Kohanim V'Levim, then they may not take it from him, but other Kohanim should take the Truma. The Gemara points out an inherent contradiction in the Mishnah. The issue at hand is whether Tevis Anam Mamay have the right to distribute the Truma, thereby gaining the benefit of the other's gratitude, has true monetary value, and the Kohanim are therefore benefiting from the owner. The Sefer seems to hold Tevis Ana Mamet, therefore those specific Kohanim may not take his Truma. And the Reisha seems to hold Tevis Ana Lav Mamet, therefore the Kohanim may take his Truma. Rav Hoshea says that this is indeed a Machlekes, as we find in Masechtas Kedushin. The Rebbe Saber Tevis Ana Mamet, the Rebbe Yisrael Yehuda Saber Tevis Ana in a Mamet. However, in the next daf, Rava says perhaps the Kuli Alma Tevis Ana Mamin. The Mishnah is of the opinion that Tevis Ana Mamin, which explains the Sefer, Kahanim Elu, V'Levim Elu, Nenim Li, Yitlu Acher. However, the Reisha, Kahanim, Levim, Nenim Li, Yitlu Al Karche, they may take it, because the Truma Loichazi El Kahanim. Kivin the Ka'asi, Le Mesra Alayu, Shavya Afra Ba'alma. Since Truma can only be eaten by Kahanim, by forbidding it to all Kahanim, he has forfeited his Tevis Ana and declared it worthless to him. Therefore, the Kohanim may take the Truma, and they're not considered to be benefiting from the owner.